there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the Maller Show. It's a football hour plus lame jokes. The New York Jets GM Joe Douglas says he's really rooting for Sam Darnold to be good in Carolina. Now, we say no way. I'll explain why. Coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number three. We really got your back around here. No, we really have your back. Unless we don't. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we chit-chat coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the interior of your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk all night long from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is good with you, as we have lame jokes coming up later. So if you have a good sense of humor, it's for you. If you have no sense of humor, probably not for you. But we lead this hour of wholesome family sports talk programming, unless it's not, with pro football. Pro football, the fallout from the Sam Darnold trade continues now. New York shipping the former number three pick to Carolina. You probably heard about that. We talked about it. We did a monologue about this. And in return, the Jets got a bag full of draft picks, scratcher tickets. So the Jets general manager, Joe Douglas, had some interesting thoughts on Sam Darnold. And I don't know if you saw this or not, maybe not, but Joe Douglas, who's the head of the football operations department there, he's the guy that makes the trades. He swears that he is rooting for Sam Darnold. Quote, "Whether I look bad or not, I could give two craps." I filled in, there's a different word he used. About that, Douglas fuming to the media in New York. "We," meaning the Jets, "couldn't turn this around fast enough. That's not his," meaning Sam's, "fault. I root for good people. That dude's a good man, and he's gonna do good things. I believe that. All right, close quote on that. Let us discuss the question. Joe Douglas rooting for Sam Darnold as the general manager of the New York Jets. Do you believe it or not believe it? All right, so I am agnostic on this is what I am. I'm not a believer. Nope. I've got Poltergeist, Parcells, and Voodoo. Poltergeist, Parcells, and Voodoo, and we will connect all of this together, and we are going to make a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, the greatest sandwich of all time, the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Now, first of all, for better or worse, Joe Douglas knows that he is tied, handcuffed, shackled to Sam Darnold. He might have traded Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold is still very much part of Joe Douglas and his resume. If Darnold goes to the Panthers and continues to be a zero, well, then Joe Douglas says, hey, it's not my fault. The player was bad. It's not my fault. Can't blame the Jets. He had an opportunity in Carolina. He sucks there. But if Sam Darnold goes to the Panthers and turns into a hero, not a zero, a hero, and turns out to be an all-pro level quarterback, well, that's a game changer. Then we circle back now, like the White House press secretary likes to say, we circle back to the Jets, and this becomes a pigskin poltergeist is what it becomes, right? Which will haunt, it will haunt the general manager of the Jets for years to come. And you knew that already, right? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows that to be true. You don't need Adam Schefter to tweet that out. You don't need me to tell you. You already knew that. All right, secondly. So I have heard the establishment football media types who are saying that Sam Darnold's a great kid. He deserves better. Comments along that line of thinking. Now, I don't know Sam Darnold. I've never met him. I assume you don't know Sam Darnold either. He's probably, his friends like him a lot, right? People that have met him, he's been cordial, he's been polite, fine. But I have to question the overall consensus that, you know, we're pulling for him because he's a great kid, he deserves better. Why should we, as neutral observers, have empathy for Sam Darnold? It's a serious question, right? The NFL bills itself as a cutthroat business, a meritocracy. It's a win-now league. All these catchphrases have been thrown out over my lifetime. So Sam Darnold was put behind the eight ball with the Jets. You don't want to be behind the eight ball. Well, he was behind the eight ball. But it was an opportunity to be a starting quarterback in a major market, the biggest football market that we have, biggest media market in the country. Very small fraternity have had that opportunity, and Sam Darnold fumbled the snap away is what he did. There's really no other way to say it. He could have, even in the darkness, he could have shown something, that he was a competent player and that there was ability there and you just had to get the rust off and he would have been all right. But that's not the case. He was not a ray of sunshine in the darkness. He was a pauper. And it was an embarrassment. And you know, the guardian of the New York offense, Sam Darnold, was often unprepared. So, well, it's all coaching. But it's a sink or swim situation, and he drowned. And that's the reality. And Bill Parcells had a great line, former Jets, big kahuna back in the day, Bill Parcells. One of his catchphrases was, you are what your record says you are. Sam Darnold guided the Jets offense into everlasting torment. That's why he's no longer the Jets quarterback. New York ranked 32nd. That's dead last. As a team offensively, the last 2 years, Sam Darnold's rookie season, the Jets were 29th. Now, some, as I said, are blaming this all on Adam Gase, Crazy Eyes. Blame Crazy Eyes. Bad coaching. It's all his fault. I'm going to debunk this. Now, I'm not going to defend Adam Gase. I'm not going to sit here and smile at you and say, oh, no, let me tell you, Adam Gase is a great coach. I'm not going to say that at all. But the idea that it's all on Adam Gase shows you that you're not that knowledgeable of a fan. Sam Darnold averaged, this is a great statistic that sums up the problem with Sam Darnold truthers, that it's all Adam Gase's fault. Sam Darnold averaged the intended air yards was 7.8. Now, that's one of those new Fugazi stats that they've come up with recently, but 26th among all qualifying quarterbacks in the 2020 season. So Sam Darnold, in that statistic, was 26th intended average intended air yards. You know who is number one in the entire NFL? Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco playing plausibly with the same uniform on, the ugly Jets uniform, and with the same miserable coaching staff and with the horrible players around him, Joe Flacco averaged 10.9 intended air yards per game. Everything's the same. The only difference was the quarterback. Sam Darnold ranked 30th among quarterbacks in accurate passes thrown from a clean pocket, meaning no pressure. That's one of the other arguments. Well, the offensive line wasn't that good, and if Sam Darnold gets with a better offensive line in Carolina, the sky is the limit. Well, that statistic would indicate that's not the case. A similar stat is bouncing around the pinball chamber of sports conversation involving Carson Wentz. Well, this is the offseason of the really shaky quarterback changing teams, getting another opportunity. You go around the NFL. You got in Detroit, the Lions taking a flyer from the Rams on Jared Goff, the Colts with Carson Wentz, and Carolina with Sam Darnold. All three of these guys stink, but they're all getting other opportunities to start in the NFL. Now, final thought here. So I have a theory on these latest comments, right? That it's all on it's not on Sam Darnold, it's on the coaching staff, and Darnold's going to be great. But really more about Joe Douglas and what Joe Douglas said about how he's pulling for Sam Darnold. He's a great guy and all that. What's going on here is very simple. It's diplomacy, right? It's being the diplomat, the art of dealing with people. And so Joe Douglas wants to be the good cop. He wants to be known as America's sweetheart as an executive. I am not buying it. It just doesn't pass the smell test. Doesn't pass, right? This has the makings of the old public-private split. Publicly, you're the cheerleader for Sam Darnold. Privately, you are buying a voodoo doll off Amazon to make sure the noisy ghost does not come back to be a troublesome poltergeist. But in all reality, listen, Joe Douglas can rest easy. He can sleep like a baby. He can sleep like a baby. There is little to be worried about. The comps on Sam Darnold at this point, you know who the players that are most similar to Sam Darnold in their respective careers? Names like Joey Harrington, Blake Bortles, Christian Ponder. Why would you even ponder passing? Those are the historical contemporaries at this moment to Sam Darnold. In fact, of the 21 quarterbacks with 1,000 or more passing attempts in their first three seasons over the last decade, the only player that has a lower passer rating than Sam Darnold is the aforementioned Christian Ponder. So, boy, that's rarefied air. If you're in the same category with Fox Sports Radio's former host Joey Harrington, Blake Bortles, and Christian Ponder, man. That's a who's who is what that is. All right, this is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls. The lines are open for business at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We'll have Big Ben's lame jokes of the week coming up a little bit later in the hour. We'll sneak in some phone calls before we get to that. And straight ahead, is Steve Kerr planning to leave the Golden State Warriors to go back to his old stomping grounds in Tucson, Arizona? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow the man who is in for Roberto as our technical producer. He is not perfect, but he is Chris Perfett. He's on Twitter at Chris Perfett, P-E-R-F-E-T-T.
Just a lot of sauce is just slapped right on your pizza.
And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Perfect is a huge Detroit Tiger fan. Well, actually not a Tiger fan. He just likes Badu. That's it.
Oh, I'm a Tiger fan. Badu, though. Let's just talk more about Badu.
It's all about Badu.
It's all about Badu.
You can't divert your attention away from Badu. How do you do?
I can't think of a guy who's had a hotter start in baseball.
I like that you threw that in because it would have been a drop if you'd said that differently, but yeah.
I like Badu, too.
Yeah. The Tigers, you know, the uniforms look great. The players in the uniforms usually recently have not looked good. But, you
know. No, I think, what was the last game I watched? Miguel Cabrera tried to tag home, tried to tag from third to go home and thrown out very easily. It's not been going too great up there to start.
You know what's also easy? When they direct deposit those paychecks into his bank account. That's pretty easy. It's very smooth.
Very
like
smooth.
Glass, yes. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Is Steve Kerr going to say bye-bye to the Golden State Warriors? Would he leave a cushy NBA job? The Warriors aren't very good these days. They weren't good last year. They tanked. for lottery balls. They're not very good this year, although it seems like everyone gets to the NBA playoffs now. They added some more spots, the play-in tournament, so 20 of the teams will technically be in the playoffs. Well, Steve Kerr was asked about this and said, quote, "I'm not going anywhere," he said, "but I'm very interested in seeing what happens." It's a quote from Steve Kerr on the Arizona men's basketball position, which is available now because Sean Miller was excommunicated in Tucson from the high-profile Wildcats program. Now, if you think that since Steve Kerr said, "I'm not going anywhere," that this story is over, you haven't been paying attention. I'm sensing, first of all, a bit of a smokescreen, right? The Steve Kerr, if he's going to leave the Warriors, he's not going to announce, "I'm leaving the Warriors." The season's still going on. So that sounded like a way for him to evade the answer. And these coaches, they'll lie right to your face. You know how you know when they're lying? Their lips are moving, these coaches. They use deception. They mislead you. Trickeration. Back-to-back poor seasons for the Warriors. And you say, "Oh, maybe we need a different voice. Maybe we need a different voice. Let's get somebody else in there." I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying I do not believe Steve Kerr when he says it's completely off the table. And I would imagine that big, powerful boosters from Arizona have put out feelers through intermediaries to see if they can massage Steve Kerr and get him interested in going back to his old college stomping grounds. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress, is back after a very brief hiatus. She has returned to the airwaves of the Ben Maller Show. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
If I was any better, I would be an A, but not an Oakland A, because they're not off to a very good start this year.
Yeah, no, that's why I was really busy. It was, you know, opening week for the Oakland A's, and you were there in spirit booing the Astros.
I was. I was very proud of the A's fans. Good job by the A's fans there. I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, yeah, they did their due diligence on that. And, yeah, you know, that was, you know, interesting with Bauer. I had to look up his chart, January 17, 1991. And transiting Pluto, which is power struggles, also bringing light to the darkness. And if he's trying to control things, you know, it can backfire. So Capricorns can be kind of Machiavellian, like they're super ambitious. So the whole thing with the baseballs, it's really, you know, interesting to see what exactly might transpire. More will be coming to the surface. But Capricorns can be calculating, Ben, and overambitious and opportunistic. So
and very aggressive also. It says they're on social media. Very aggressive on social media.
That is true. Very manipulative and self-seeking.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting to see. But really, today I thought of you the minute that whole Conforto controversy happened with the Metropolitan.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, listen, when I saw that, I got bug-eyed. My eyes were coming out of my head. I said, "I got to talk about this." I watched it over and over again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'll get into it next. I'm going to do a monologue on it at the top of the next hour here. But, yeah, that was the opening day for the Mets, the home opener.
Right.
And you win the game when you shouldn't have won. I mean, they probably would have won anyway, but the way that ended was insane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Alonso, December 7, 94. And, you know, Sagittarius, they are lucky in that way. They do get the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I like him because you actually reminded me he's talked about Mercury being retrograde. Yeah, he's kind of cool. He's very tuned into the planets. And, you know, Sagittarius has that kind of, you know, benevolent, jovial, optimistic.
Well, no, this was, we're talking about Michael Conforto, though.
Yeah.
You're confusing your Mets. Conforto, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Mets are, they're into, you would be, as a Mets fan, you would fit right in, like, in the clubhouse, because they would, like, ask you, if you had a locker in the Mets clubhouse, they'd say, "Andrew, am I going to get a hit today? Like, what do I need here? Do I need to, you know?" They'd quiz you to look at the star charts and give them advice.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm definitely talking about Conforto. I shifted gears from Bauer because Conforto's more fun. Sagittarian's definitely more fun. And that was, you know, it's a game of inches. You know, you win some, you lose some. And
I've heard that. I've heard that. They put that on bumper stickers.
Yes.
They have.
And, you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, it was just interesting for the home opener, and it did spark a lot of controversy. And Conforto himself, you know, was pretty honest about it. That's Sagittarius.
Well, some people are actually blaming Conforto because he leaned into the pitch. Like, it's his fault. Yeah. He shouldn't have done that, and I will address that, though.
Oh, okay.
Andrea, because I have a hot take on that, and everyone loves a good hot take, so I will get to
that.
Oh,
yeah. No, I'm definitely going to listen in for that, because it almost sounded like that's his natural motion, you know, when he's about to take a pitch. But it was called a strike, and I'd be quite interested to hear your take on it.
We will get into it, and you are still very active on social media, yes. Virgo service on Twitter. You're very friendly with the Maller militia there. So, all right. Well, thank you, Andrea.
Yes, look forward to your Maller monologue.
All right. Well, all about your Metropolitans. We'll get all about it. So, all right, thank you. There's our friend Andrea back on the show after some time away to celebrate the first week of the baseball season. Let's say hello to beer-drinking Brian, who's in Kansas City. Hello, beer-drinking Brian.
What's up, man? Hey, we might want to check on Spin Cycle Regina, because...
Okay, hold on a sec. Let's put you on hold here. All right. Okay. Let's go to Regina in Minnesota. Spin Cycle Regina, are you there, Spin Cycle Regina?
Then. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hello. Now, Beer Drinking Brian's very concerned about you. I'm going to put you on the air with Beer Drinking Brian. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
All right. Hold on a sec. We'll punch both these people up here. Koopaloop, hit that button right there and the other button. Are you there, Beer Drinking Brian?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. And Regina.
Hello. Beer Drinking Brian.
We've crossed the streams here. We have crossed the streams. So what are you concerned about, Beer Drinking Brian?
Well, I heard her up on K-Fan up in the Twin Cities the other day, and she said she was recovering from a bionic ankle surgery or something, and she was giddy like a little schoolgirl. And so when she didn't answer earlier, I thought maybe she took too much medication or something.
Too much of those happy pills. All right, so Regina, do you have a bionic ankle? Are you now like the Terminator or something like that?
I definitely am. I have a bionic ankle and rebuilt foot.
And how much pain medication are you on right now? How many pills are you taking a day?
I have probably about 6 different medications that I'm on right now.
Wow. 6 different medications.
Well, she could not stop laughing the other day up on K-Fan.
What was so funny when you called in to the local station, Regina? What were they doing that was making you laugh?
Oh, Colin and Rosen were giving me a hard time about laughing too much.
Twin Cities?
And so you immediately started laughing right after they told you that. Yeah, I got you. I understand. You'd be perfect.
Okay.
Regina, Brian, I'm talking Regina beer drinking, Brian. You're interrupting my conversation here. It's a bad job for you. All right? My God, be polite. Wait your turn.
Go, man.
No, but I was just going to say, Regina, you know, you'd be perfect when comedy clubs get going again, because you'll laugh at anything, right? You're like the perfect plant in an audience. If I ever do stand-up comedy, I want you in the crowd, Regina, because you'll laugh at anything. Even the dumb stuff I say, you'll laugh at.
Honey, I will laugh at just being in your presence. Yes, I will.
Well, many women have laughed at being in my presence, so you would not be the first to laugh in my presence there as a woman, so I will just point that out. You set that up. See, that's good. You set me up, Regina.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Beer drinking Brian, anything you want to add here, Beer drinking Brian, before I move on from Regina here? Anything?
Ben, I think there's a conspiracy going on here, because we had beer drinking John last week. Now we got bourbon drinking Billy this week. Somebody trying to get the axe on me or something?
There's a lot of competition out there for the alcohol consumption crowd. You got to deal with it. You got to embrace competition here.
Well, I'm not even sure what he was talking about me and him tag teaming with Marcel, or I didn't.
Well, you're referring to bourbon drinking Bill, who called up in the first hour and wanted to do like a tag team, like a steel cage death match, a tag team, and he had mentioned your name, Marcel in Brooklyn. I think we need a woman involved here, so we should get Regina. Regina, would you be involved in this, Regina?
Yes, Devin. We're going to do a tag team. Who can drink who under the table first?
No. Your superpower. No, Regina, your superpower is your pain pill popping Regina. And that's your superpower. And you got bourbon drinking Bill. You've got Marcel powered by oodles and noodles. And then you've got beer drinking Brian. So everyone has their own superpower in this thing.
Yes, sir. I will be part of the octagon for you.
Thank you. That's your dedication to the Maller Militia, Regina. All right, I got to go. Thank you. All right, hang up on you. I'll hang up on you, and I'll hang up on you, and you, and you, and everyone over there. I'm hanging up on you as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boston Globe reporting news from the NFL where veteran wide receiver Julian Edelman, who missed most of last season due to injury, likely will not be able to play at least the start of the upcoming season because of the lingering effects of the knee injury. So,
Eddie, in the culinary business, you know, I was a classically trained chef, much like Roberto back in the day. So,
of course,
they would say the term in the kitchen is stick a fork in him.
Yeah.
He's done.
Could be.
Thank you. All right. Well, Edelman had a good career.
Oh, especially, you know, a college quarterback. Not much expected of him.
Pick,
switching positions.
Followed around Tom Brady. Was Tom Brady's safety blanket for a few of those years back in the glory days for the Patriots. All right. Thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. And you know what time it is. That's right. Hit that button right there, Chris. That's the one right there that says jokes. Jokes, jokes, jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. These are all listener-submitted jokes written by your fellow radio listener, your nocturnal radio listener. And so keep that in mind. These are people that have jobs just like yourself. Truck drivers, security guards, police officers, criminals, you name it. Making donuts, working in factories, all kinds of interesting things. Hospital workers, you name it. All right, so here we go. All right, calm down. So I'll bounce the joke off Eddie. He'll bounce it back to me. What should you never, ever take lightly while sitting down?
I don't know, Lizzo?
Oh, you've heard that one, Eddie. So just Josh. What did Lizzo and Pablo Sandoval name their baby?
I don't know. What did they name their baby?
Jupiter. it's a smiling Josh in 319. Just Josh sent that first one. What is Lizzo's spirit animal?
I don't know.
The one she's about to eat. So just Josh again. All right. What was Lizzo's response when she was accused of causing an earthquake?
I don't know. What was her response?
She said, "It's not my fault."
Ha.
Hey. I believe that's from Surfer Todd, the comedian. And next up, from Kurt from Earth, what has Lizzo never lacked during dinner?
What is that?
Intestinal fortitude. Kurt from Earth. What position did Lizzo play in Pee Wee football?
The entire defensive line.
No, wide receiver. Wide receiver, Eddie. That's from I'm Ran in Vancouver. Let's see. I don't know if I can read that one on the air. Skip over that. Why won't Angel fans bring trash cans when they play the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I don't know. Why won't they do that?
Well, there's no need to, Eddie. There's already going to be enough trash on the field.
So,
Kurt from Earth there. That's a pirate joke, Eddie. That's a shot at the Pirates.
It's funny because it's true.
What's worse than living in Houston?
I don't know. What's worse than living in Houston?
Having a wife that uses another man as her Facebook photo. Shout out Chris in Houston. Remember that, Eddie? He said Deshaun Watson is the avatar for his wife. It's a Bill from Iowa.
That was a deep cut.
That was a deep cut. Did you know that Adam Silver is forcing NBA players to remove their bling?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, even Anthony Davis is going to have to take off his life alert button. So Gary from Youngstown, Ohio. You got anything over there, Koopaloop? It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Actual jokes from actual listeners of The Ben Maller Show.
How do you know Bill Cosby was a great comedian?
I don't know.
Even his drinks taste funny. It's from Aussie Momentum.
All right, we have the Deshaun Watson radio roast. Did you hear that MC Hammer penned a new version of his hit song for Deshaun Watson?
Is it Can Touch This?
It's You Can't Touch This, Eddie. You've heard that song. It's from John in Colorado. Eddie, you're the joke spoiler. Bad job by you. The punchline assassin has returned. Can we get Weed Man? Can we wake Weed Man up? Can we take him out of the mortuary? All right, here we go. What do the Houston Texans fans have in common with T.O.?
I don't know. What do they have in common with the Terrell Owens?
They both cry when they say, "That's my quarterback." It's a chip from Maine. Why is the NFL fining Deshaun Watson?
Why? Why are they doing that?
Well, they outlawed the use of Stick'Em in 1981. Come on, man. Chip in Maine again. That's a Lester Hayes joke is what that is, Eddie. That's old school.
Remember his nickname?
Oh, one of the greats of all time. Yeah. Burnt Toast. Yeah.
No.
I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Chip from Maine. What is the official reason? You want to say the nickname, Eddie? You want to say it? Say it slowly, Eddie, so we can get a drop.
Lester I didn't say the molester.
I talked over you. Damn it. All right. What is the official reason the NFL will suspend Deshaun Watson?
I don't know. What's the official reason?
For playing peekaboo with his bobblehead. Yeah. All right, listen, you send me the emails upset with Chris because he's not Roberto, listen, Chris does his own thing. We don't control that. Chris doesn't think everything's funny. That's fine. All right, why won't any teams...
Oh, if I'm playing laugh tracks here, what do you want?
I don't know. People complain. Why won't any teams trade for Deshaun Watson?
Why is that?
Well, they've heard that he's made a lot of incomplete passes. Bill from Iowa. What do Old Yeller and Deshaun Watson have in common?
Oh, I don't know. What do they have in common?
Neither got a happy ending. Thus the problem. That's Bill from Iowa who sent that one in. Eddie, why shouldn't I feel bad that Deshaun Watson blocked me on Twitter?
Why shouldn't you feel bad, man?
Well, I wasn't the only person that he was a jerk to, Eddie. That's why. Come on. It's a chip from Maine. Got anything over there, Koopa Loop?
Yes.
All right.
Did you know that, like me, Lizzo was also a child actor?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, she was the main star in all of the Free Willy movies. That was also Imran. Imran.
Imran. I call him Imran. Maybe it's Imran. I don't know. I call him Imran. He doesn't correct me on that. And, yeah, I thought that would be funnier if you read it. I think I was right. If I had read it, it wouldn't have been as funny. Yeah, so I think it was funny that you did it. All right. What did a remorseful Deshaun Watson say to his accusers?
Oh, I don't know. What did he say?
No hard feelings. I'm pulling for you. all right, why was Deshaun made an honorary Boy Scout?
Why?
For being an upstanding citizen, Eddie. He was an upstanding citizen. That's the Inca Terror, classically trained musician in New York. All right, John the Jailer sent this one in. What is Deshaun Watson's favorite place to go on vacation?
Where is his favorite place to go?
He loves going to Bangkok, Thailand for some reason. I don't know why. No idea. You didn't see that one coming, Eddie? Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know that Deshaun Watson never thought about having sex with his accusers?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, apparently all he wanted to do was hang out. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Again, what is Deshaun Watson's favorite TV show?
I'm not sure.
Crank Yankers. He's a big fan of that show. That's not on anymore, though. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. Did you hear? We got a couple more Deshaun Watson jokes. All right. Did you hear about the Deshaun Watson postage stamp?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's 55 cents, the same as a regular stamp, but if you lick it, Watson will give you $50. All right. It's Stan the man. Right, last Watson joke. Here we go. Why was Deshaun unhappy with the massage?
Why is that?
Apparently, the rubdown did not include craft services, Eddie. You see what Tony in San Francisco did there? Did you see what Tony did? Craft services, Eddie? Oh, You're a sourpuss. I mean, you pick it up, Garcia. Come on. It's a bad job by you. All right. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week continue. We will pick up the baton and keep going. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
All right, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. We have some Tammy jokes now. Gordon took the week off from joke writing, and I didn't get Ozzy Momentum's jokes. I don't know if he sent them later, but past the cutoff. But here we go. Did you hear that Gordon in Tacoma has been meaning to discuss erectile dysfunction with his wife, Eddie?
No, I certainly did not know that. No.
Yeah, Tammy says, sadly, it hasn't come up yet. So there's that. Tammy also points out that Ozzy Momentum is so fat.
How fat is he?
Well, he has to put his belt on with a boomerang. That's pretty fat. Gordon and Ozzy Momentum are so ugly, Eddie.
How ugly are they, Ben?
When they get sick, instead of going to the doctor, they have to go to the veterinarian. I can't even say it. The vet. All right, that's Tammy in Montana. Why was Rex Ryan disappointed with Marcel in Brooklyn's last call?
I certainly don't know.
He misheard and thought there was going to be foot picks. Chris, in Des Moines, right? Did you hear that Anheuser-Busch has filed for bankruptcy and will cease operation?
Oh, I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, big news. They made the mistake of hiring beer-drinking Brian and a half pint to work in the brewery. So that's it there. That's Tom from Fullerton. What did Half Pint say when asked about her love life?
No one knows because they couldn't understand her.
No, no, no. She said it's all relative. Turnpike Bob in Ohio. Just Josh sent this one in. Why does Raz go by Quit the Band on Twitter?
I don't know. Why?
Well, it turns out that Fired from the Band was already taken, so he had to go with Quit the Band there. Coop, you got anything over there, Coop? It's Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
No, I'm out.
All right, Coop is out. What do Doc Mike and Doc Rivers have in common?
Well, they're both known as Doc.
No, no. If you listen to either of them, you'll end up choking and gagging. It's Tom from Fullerton.
Who is that, Shirley?
Did you hear we lost Blind Seabass as a caller?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently he ran into a hook. Just Josh there. A lot of Brian Finley jokes. Did you hear that Brian Finley revealed that he has a cousin who is a rapper?
No, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, he works at Subway wrapping sandwiches. Ayn Rand. Hey, in Vancouver, why did the girlfriend Kelly leave Brian?
Oh, I don't know. Why did that happen?
Because she said the only thing about him that lasts long are his updates. So Jonas, and those do go a long time.
Start taping bananas to Wall.
Yeah. All right. Do you know the CDC has new guidelines out, Eddie, on how to deal with COVID-related depression?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They say if you look at the bullet points here, turn the radio down during one of Brian Finley's updates. They say that right there. And it'll be all right.
Resting snugly between his legs.
All right. Did you know this? That was Gary in Youngstown. Here's another one from Gary. He says, do you know what it means for Brian Finley's neighbors now that he has a girlfriend?
No. What does that mean?
Hey. Instead of Brian, they will hear a woman's voice crying out every night, why me, God?
Body bag.
What does an apple pie and a Brian Finley update have in common?
They both taste delicious.
No, they both take 27 minutes to make, so that's about right there.
Vomiting.
What will Brian Finley's nephew call him?
I don't know.
Uncle Daddy. Well, that's not right. Come on. No, that's not right at all. I do. Weed Man was going to meet Coop in Miami, but then didn't show up, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. What a bum.
I guess that makes Weed Man a liar liar. How about that? No, you don't like that?
I like it.
All right, real quick. Did you hear Weed Man has already made a tombstone for when he dies?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it has his PayPal address engraved on it. It's Tom from Fullerton.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.